91X News.
It's 0 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. The Ontario government is trying to understand more about a horrific crash that killed 11 people near a southwestern town of Stratford. Labour Minister Linda Jeffery says her ministry is doing what it can do to reach out to the victims' families.
We believe that there were people on the bus from Peru and Jamaica, so those are the two that we know of at the moment. At the moment, we're just trying to make sure that they're aware that somebody from their community or their country was injured or killed, and making sure that they have a person to contact.
Linda Jeffery explains she wants to get in contact with the victims' families. Grief counselors have been called after an unfortunate collision killed 11 people in southwestern Ontario. A Newfoundland school board is investigating after one of its teachers sprayed a 10-year-old boy with an air freshener because he had fish fried for lunch. The Nova Central School District has confirmed the boy was sprayed last Thursday in Twiltongate. The boy's mother, Patty Ridgeout, says her son was teased by classmates for smelling fishy before the teacher sprayed him. A new study in the U.S. finds that bread rolls are the number one source of sodium in the American diet. Dr. Thomas Friedman of the Centers for Disease and Control Prevention says the foods we would suspect as biggest culprits in making our diets too salty are surprisingly low on the list.
Potato chips, pretzels, and popcorn, which we think of as the saltiest foods in our diet, are only number 10 in the list of top 10 and only account for about 3% of all of the sodium consumed.
A Loyalist College practical nursing student was one of two women involved in a collision on the 401 yesterday. 23-year-old Shayna Harrison from Oshawa died yesterday morning after her car was struck by a second vehicle driving westbound on eastbound lanes of the 401 between Trenton and Belleville. The driver of the second vehicle, 23-year-old Coron Howes, also died in the accident. The college is offering counseling for anyone in need of the service. Europeans across the continent have been under dangerous weather for more than a week now, with thousands still trapped by snow in remote mountain village in the Balkans. Reporter Charles de Ledesma has the story.
A day of mourning has been declared in Bulgaria, where a dam collapsed, leaving 9 people dead. Officials fear that other bigger dams were also on the brink of spilling over after the heavy rain and snow.
Canadian country singer Johnny Reid is up for a single from his new album A Place Called Love at the Juno Awards. The award show will be held in Ottawa. Other Canadian icons who will be on the guest list or nominated include Headley, Nickelback, and City in Color. It's 0 degrees and sunny. I'm Dan Canatero, 91X News. Sports will be next.
A busy night of action in the NHL tonight as 11 games are on tap. 5 of 7 Canadian teams are in action this evening. Toronto travels to Winnipeg, where it looks like Jonas Gustafsson will get the start. In other action, Ottawa looks to avoid feeling blue when the Sens take on former goalie Brian Elliott and St. Louis, the Penguins waddle into Montreal, and the Canucks take on the Preds in Nashville. Elsewhere, star forward Danny Briere returns to action as the Philadelphia Flyers take on the New York Islanders. Fresh off their Super Bowl loss, the New England Patriots are making moves even if they appear to be minor ones. Pats coach Bill Belichick has confirmed that Josh McDaniels will be the team's new offensive coordinator. McDaniels, who has previously filled a number of roles for the Pats, was brought in during the playoff run as an offensive assistant. The president of the World Anti-Doping Agency says Alberto Contador should be considered a cheat. This comes after Contador has been found guilty of doping and stripped of his 2010 Tour de France title. WADA President John Fahey says anyone found with a banned substance in their body, in his own words, is a cheat. It is as simple as that. Canadian basketball pro Steve Nash celebrates his 38th birthday today. The two-time NBA MVP was born in South Africa but moved to Canada when he was just 18 months old. The 7-time All-Star is having another banner year for the Phoenix Suns, where he is averaging a double-double a game. Nash and the Suns take on the Bobcats tonight. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatero with 91X News. Weather.
It's cloudy with a chance of flurries clearing this afternoon. Temperature steady near zero. It's 0 degrees. I'm Dan Canatero with Johnny Boldrick. 91X News on the air, online, and at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.